Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Motherfucking jail. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Thank you for joining me for Disorderly Conduct. It's, oh geez, what are we calling this show? It's Transgender Tuesday, October 11th. 2011 also happens to be National Coming Out Day. That's right. So we're having a special addition to the program celebrating National Coming Out Day. So if you have not already revealed your sexual orientation, now is the time to do it. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Feel free to join me, call in, and come out to me on air, baby. Let me hear it. That's right. National Coming Out Day. So hopefully callers will call in and reveal their sexual orientation to me live on air. We'll have it documented, and then we can proceed forward. And if you want to disclose anything on air, that's fine. No problem. If you want to come out about anything. It doesn't have to be just your sexual orientation. If you want to reveal something, oh, I don't know, maybe you have some sort of weird fetish. I don't know. Go for it. Call me. That's right. Occupy Wall Street protests continue to rage across the nation. Over 100 protesters were kettled and arrested in Boston last night, including a group of military veterans. Shouts out to the troops. You don't forget the troops. You got to support the troops. In New York, the Occupy Wall Street protesters marched through affluent neighborhoods in Manhattan, allegedly touring by prominent elite figures. I guess the 1% is what they were doing. They were picketing the 1% house. That's always good. Sock these people at their homes. They love it. Ask Nancy Pelosi. I think there's people that just camped out in front of her house for like a year. You know? Hey, why not? You know, why not spread the love? Why just camp out outside of a politician's home? Why not camp out outside of a banker's house? What the heck? Spread the love. What else has been happening? Occupy Seattle came dangerously close to being shut down last night. At least the buzz on Twitter was talking about that. But the mayor apparently put the kibbutz on that. Ooh, what else is going on? Oh, San Francisco. There's a faction of the Occupy San Francisco contingent that branched off and did a tour of some abandoned buildings, some famous squatting areas, and they went on a little tour of the Bay Area and spotlighted a vacant homeless shelter on Van Ness. There's a vacant homeless shelter. God, this place is huge. It's got to hold like something like 300. It's got to be at least 300 rooms. It's a hotel. It's basically a homeless hotel. It's this. It was a homeless shelter, but it got shut down. And but most of the rooms are apparently still furnished, and there's even electricity running still. And these activists decided to spotlight that, so they took a bunch of their friends from the Occupy San Francisco gang and headed up there with some reporters and a few cops and some. They just kind of went up there, did a little tour of the building, and then today, apparently, allegedly, the SFPD did a raid on that same building and turned up nobody. So, it sounds to me like somebody got trolled, and that somebody is the San Francisco Police Department. Good times. So that happened. What else? Oh, the GOP debate was tonight. Herman Cain seems to be the flavor of the week, or of the month, maybe. I think what they're doing is they're slowly like just spotlighting everybody, and this time it's Herman Cain. Herman Cain's sort of like the man of the hour. So he was on display tonight, and I caught part of that debate and. I don't know. It's kind of like just more of the same. Debates are so ridiculous. And Charlie Rose is the host of this one. Decides he wants to turn it into the debates into the Charlie Rose show. So he's like, hey, I'm just going to get a table. Big table. I'm just going to get a big table. Put all of them around. Every single one of them except Gary Johnson. All of them around the table. And it's going to be the Charlie Rose show. And that got derailed pretty quick. Poor Charlie Rose. He's not cut out for debate moderation. So that happened. I love Charlie Rose's quote at the end of the debate, though. He had his sort of like closing little comment thing, and he said one of the things was, I believe in tables. I believe in tables. I think he just may have given birth to the table party. I believe in tables too. I think tables are the future. At least he thinks it. Shamelessly pushing his pro-future agenda. Yeah. What else is going on today? I think we're like a month away from the feds potentially doing raids on cannabis dispensaries. The feds are I think it was a couple of district attorneys in I want to say Los Angeles have allegedly announced their intent to enforce the federal ban against marijuana sales. So all they're going to go after these dispensaries, apparently. This is like a reversal of the Obama's administration's initial statement that they were going to turn a blind eye. Now they're suddenly going to enforce. Interesting. So there you have it. All that kind of fun stuff is going on right now. That's what I've been paying attention to. So give me a call, 347-826-7667. Come out to me. Tell me what your sexual orientation is. Or not. You can come out to me about something else. But it's National Coming Out Day. Let's see who we have here. OpNoPro is here. What's up, OpNoPro? What's on your mind, and what is your sexual preference?
Oh, hello, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to have you here. What's up?
Well, just trying to get a handle on the scrolling in your stupid chat area. Sexual preference, and how am I doing? I'm doing fine, thank you. Sexual preference is regular. My first one, was going to be a nun. We went out the night before she was going to turn herself in. I brought her back 4 days later. This is a true story, as always. And we got married and stayed together forever. Very cool. She's a reverend now, and was studying religion the entire time that we were together, about 23 years. Incredible. So, shout out to my first one, my great one. And sexual preferences is just not guys. That's pretty much it.
Animals?
Yeah, sure. Why not? You know, depends how big they are.
There you go. You heard it here.
Yeah.
OpNoPro came out right here on the air on National Coming Out Day.
I did put my dick in tuna fish one time when I was growing up and had a cat lick it off, but it bit it. Now, that is a crazy
thing. I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens.
They bite, and you think that they're just going to do it with that little tongue, but what the fuck? It was bad. So, no, that's it. You want me to come out? Oh, shit. This is
all right,
real.
I need to make a general announcement. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. I'm sorry I've neglected you. I want to give a shout out to my early chit chatters. Animal Farm, Anon Sicko, Bathtub Girl. Hello, Bathtub Girl, who might be joining us. Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Green Bastard, Jewish Producer, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Anani Bear, OpNoPro, Prison Reform Movement, Susaseki, and last but not least, Shagme. Good times. We have the world famous OpNoPro with us, and we also have OpAnani Bear in the house. Good times. Oh, yeah, I wanted to also let you know that Green Bastard has been put on timeout. 2 minutes for spamming. 2 minutes for spamming Green Bastard. Anyway, I'm Vince in the Bay. I got OpNoPro here with me, and I also have another caller. Let's see who this is. Area code 214. What's up? Who's this?
Hi. My tag on Twitter is Absolar. Well, underscore Absolar.
Underscore what?
Absolar, APSALAR.
Absolar.
Absolar. That's a cool name. What's up, Absolar? What's on your mind?
Nothing really. It's the first time I've called you, but I've listened for a while. So I wanted to call and say hi.
Well, howdy. It's good to hear.
Howdy.
It's nice to hear the voice. I, am I, I don't even know if do I know you through Twitter, or is that, or how did you find out about the show through Twitter?
Yeah, probably about 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
Wow, how long you been listening?
I would presume that long.
For about 4 months. No, actually, for about like 4 months. But
uh-huh.
I didn't know who you were because I hadn't joined Twitter, so it was something through a friend. But I found out, you know, that you had Twitter and got on and met a lot of people and have been following you for a while. So
sweet. I see you are a cyborg with an exhibitionist streak who desperately loves its little dog, Abe. How is Abe tonight?
He is sleeping right here next to me, curled up in the back of my legs.
I must not have the spelling right. Was it A-P as in Paul?
Yeah.
S-O-L-A-R, solar?
S-A-L-A-R.
S-A, okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's not anything very interesting, but I
Thank
am
you.
Really
it's totally
a
interesting. You've got skeletons making out on your profile. It's sexy. It's hot. I love it.
Oh, is that hers with two skeletons? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
She's down with Op Anani Bear, so we're in good company here, bro.
I wanted to say hi to Anon Sicko.
Oh, stick around. Anon Sicko is here. He's probably going to raise his hand any minute. Anon Sicko.
I heard you say something.
And I invite people to call in. The more callers, the merrier.
Awesome.
And I'm slowly acquiring a cold right now. I hate that feeling.
Hey, you're not as bad off as me right now, so feel good.
Yeah, but no, I'm getting there. I'm right behind you. It's slow.
No,
I just felt it slowly progress last night.
You're not. Trust me. Listen, I had to go in for a dental appointment today. I had a tooth that I had scheduled to have extracted. They seriously, they started extracting it. They got a third of it out and sent me to an oral surgeon. And it turns out the root is wrapped around, it's like hooked on the root of the tooth next to it, pushing on the nerve, and it pokes up into my sinus cavity. So tomorrow morning, I have to have two surgeries, and I just freaking went to the dentist. I didn't expect any of this.
Dude.
But they gave me good medicine.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Oh, just Vicodin, but...
Vicodin with codeine.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Big pharma.
Number threes. Are you the
I'd rather than just smoke a joint, but...
Yeah, are you the _ Absolar? That one, Dallas, Texas?
Yes, that's her. That's
I blocked her a couple days ago. You must have said something stupid.
Wait, you blocked her?
Probably,
yeah. I think
how
she got on my
block kick. This person? I have
I
never...
Think
how could, I don't understand.
BP. It had to be a press norm block.
People think that I'm a little bit less intelligent than I am, and I kind of like it that way. So if you block me, it's just you're lost. You don't get to see any of the pretty pictures I post.
I still see everything. You're just blocked. I do it at my own leisure. Something must have happened. I rarely block anybody. Something.
It doesn't bother me.
No, it's okay. I'm not bringing it up to be, disrespectful or anything. That's all. I was just looking, and I was wondering why I hadn't seen your skeletons in the last 2 days.
I do have to tell you, Vince. I do have to tell you. Okay,
what?
I am really a cyborg. Like, really.
Oh, really? What's...
I have an implant.
Do you have a robotic boob?
No, it's an electromagnetic pulse generator. It's implanted into my side, and I have wires that go up into my spine connected to these two leads that are mounted on my spine, like on the bone itself. And it controls part of my sympathetic nervous system, actually. It overrides it.
Do you have a USB port?
No, but I have a remote control, and I have a blinky little charge pack I stick on me and charge up my batteries.
Oh, I'll charge your remote control, honey. Any day of the week.
I don't have a remote control one. I only have just a little bullet one. So.
Oh, okay. Oh wait, they have remote control. Well,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Dude, they even they even have panties that have little vibrators in them, and you have a remote control that's separate from it, so you can give it
for
to
work.
Them and go off
for
at
work.
Dinner.
You're at work or at dinner or whatever. Yeah, you're on a coffee date, and you just want to get off, or you're at the coffee shop. You just want to get off, but you don't want to go anywhere. So you just go to the bathroom with that.
Yeah,
oh,
I'll go in private. Just do it right there.
Or you can do it right there. Yeah, yeah. Just or yeah, exactly. That's brilliant. Are you wearing it right now?
I don't own one. No.
Oh.
I don't give up control very easily. Come on.
Hey, we're coming. It's Transgender Tuesday. We're all coming out because it's National Coming Out Day. So I'm just trying to get this.
I wanted to come out to my parents, but the problem is I tried when I was like 19. I tried on my birthday even, which was wonderful. I got called a lesbian whore and thrown out of the house. So, yeah, this house is not very conducive to coming out. So,
good times. Yeah, let's take another call. Yeah. We have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 626. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is
Anonymous. This is who? This is Anonymous?
Anonymous.
Hey. Anonymous. Oh, Anonymous. Oh, Anonymous.
Hey.
Sorry. Really. Hey, Anonymous. Bear, what's going on?
I'm just chilling.
Cute.
Hey, Anonymous Bear, you've been at some of the Occupy protests, have you not?
Yeah, I was at Occupy LA.
Uh huh. Now, did you see any? Was there any weird craziness going on down there when you were there? Last night, what was it? Boston, Occupy Boston got kettled and mass arrested. Has any
they
of that
even
sort of
announced
stuff gone?
That they were doing it?
Yeah. What was up with that? Why did they decide to crack down on that last night? And how are they back up tonight? What's the deal? I haven't paid attention to that.
Yeah, they're back up. I think they have two parks.
Yeah, they're getting back up now. I was watching that last night. It made me sad.
You're so cute. Oh, my God. I just want to squeeze you.
Aw, I want to give you a hug, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Do you, a Pulsar, do you and a Nana Bear want to get a room together? What's up? Are you guys?
No.
A Nana Bear, are you telling me that you go that way? You hook up with humans like that?
Yeah, I snuggle with Miss Becca every night. She's snuggly.
Yeah, she's very snuggly. I I'm sure you are too. I've seen pictures of you. You look pretty soft.
I'm
there.
Short. Yeah, short.
It's really short. You should get a mask that's a little bit little bit smaller, because it makes you look like you're it looks kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I don't know where to find one.
Go to any of the Halloween outlets that pop up around this time of year and pay for it in cash.
They don't have Guy Fawkes masks for kids. Do they really?
They have a bunch of sizes. So
you know what? They don't. I've noticed that the Halloween shops here don't have Guy Fawkes masks.
A lot of them, yeah, they won't carry it. A lot of them will track you if you purchase by credit card. So it's definitely a well-known symbol.
And I think, I don't know, I heard that around the time that Operation BART was going on, that they were, that, whatchamacallit, Costumes on Hate got totally sold out of them. And they don't even have them anymore because they sold out of them.
Oh, wow.
It's like impossible to find those things now. They were a gold mine before. Now they're all bought up.
I think it's kind of funny that...
But nobody's wearing them out here. Nobody's even wearing them, though. That doesn't even matter because... you know, the shit has been really starting to get bigger up here in San Francisco too. These protests have expanded a lot. The day-to-day people are doing. See, I think they're doing marches every day. I got off of work last night, and they just happened to be around the corner from where I was at. I went up to what was it, Mission or not Mission? Van Ness, there's this old abandoned, like I was talking about at the beginning of my show, this old abandoned building, and these kids went up there and just opened up the gate and up at this place. And it was kind of weird, though. What I didn't understand was that there's security at this place, right? And they let these people go in. They let them hang their banners.
Yeah, probably. They let them go inside.
There's like a busted down door. And this building is like still running electricity. I don't know if it's running water, but I know there's electricity because unless people like Jimmy rig something, because
they do electricity for security lights. Yeah, here in Dallas though, they're doing 3 and 4 mile marches every day. I went down there Saturday and dropped off a bunch of supplies and stuff, and there were a few in non-masks, which is kind of neat. And then most of them, they were even marching in rain and thunderstorms. I mean, there was nobody out there to see them except the cars that were driving by, which were honking, which is freaking amazing to see cars full of people that, you know, normally stay windows shut, radio on, don't notice anything around them, sticking their heads and arms out the windows and slowing down and honking their horns and screaming at these people. Yes, cheering them on. I mean, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. I got some great pictures, but one of the guys that I met there, I have his name and his email address. I've been writing out his story, but it's not, I'm kind of a perfectionist. But anyway, he was tased in the eye. In January of this year.
Happens.
Dude, this is crazy, though. An off-duty Dallas cop shot a taser into a crowd at a bus stop, hit him in the eye, melted his eye out and a quarter of his brain, and they won't, like, they're not paying for anything. They keep putting him, every time he has a surgery or even a prescription to be filled, they give him a different medical record number, which is illegal. And basically that way you can't track any of the consecutive surgeries that he's had to have. He's had 4 since January. So anyway, every time he goes to a doctor's office, he has a cop with him. So he's not allowed to say anything about this at all. And he's losing his house in 3 days because the elderly man that takes care of him, he lost his job and took care of him full time. So they're down there at Occupy Dallas, and they're not asking for help. They're not asking for charity. They're there protesting. They're there trying to make a difference. It's I don't know if I can curse. Sorry. It's just amazing.
You can totally curse.
Awesome.
This is internet radio.
Fucking amazing.
It's no holds barred. I mean, we have women who call in and have orgasms. So it's okay. The internet, we can get away with it here. It's okay. just try to keep the hate to a minimum. It doesn't matter if you cuss or whatever. Anana Bear is all about hugs, and I think there we should accentuate the positive, and make love not war. You know, and that's what it's all about. Speaking of making love, we have a lovely gentleman with us now, Anon Sicko. What'd it do?
Not much, man.
Stink old.
The Rangers lose today, man. That shit kind of pissed me off.
The Rangers lost today?
Yeah.
Is that ice hockey?
No,
not the New York Rangers.
What the fuck?
Okay. I'm American. We don't watch hockey down here.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
I'm in the Virgin Islands.
Speak
we
for
watch
your fucking self.
We make good movies.
So what's So what's the series now? I haven't been paying attention.
2-1.
It's the Tigers and the Rangers. They're tied 2-1. They're tied 2-1. 2-1. Tied.
Yeah,
tied up series, 2-1.
Yeah, the Rangers are up 2-1.
The Rangers are up 2-1. Excellent.
Okay.
Now the Rangers still. Huh?
Now you missed a hell of a game last night. Nelson Cruz hit a walk off grand slam. First time it's ever happened in postseason.
Amazing.
Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, dude's a beast. I don't know if you follow baseball at all, but
no, I don't follow it. I just pay attention to who's like. I just see the headlines, you know, so and so won. I was happy to see the Yankees got taken out in the first round. As long as the Yankees or the Lakers don't make it, or the Patriots, I guess. Well, all the dominant teams. I like the underdogs. So, you know, as long as, you know.
And you should be following the Rangers. Hell, the Rangers went from one of the worst teams, you know, annually one of the worst teams in the league, that this is their second this is their second championship season or series in a row. And they're on the verge of making their second World Series in a row.
I just wish the Stars would actually start playing like that. That'd be awesome.
Hey, Anana Bear, are you a fan of any of these baseball teams? Do you follow sports at all?
Oh, I like the Dodgers.
You're a Dodger fan, huh?
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah, you guys don't have a football team right now, so that kind of sucks.
Oh, no. And you know what they're trying to do?
What?
There's a city called City of Industry, and it only has like 500 people. And it's right next to some other cities, and they're really environmentally cautious. And the City of Industry wants to build a big old stadium right next to all these nice little areas and all the little wildlife and animals and mess their area up.
Yeah, but Anana Bear, that will bring a new revenue stream to the area, and those animals will be able to buy nice things like iPads and cars.
No, they don't need that.
Yeah, you know, Dallas spent a lot on their. They spent a lot on their American Airlines Center. They tore down old Reunion Arena, and anyway, they have this big, you know, center built. It's kind of funny. It's the AA Center, but anyway, they they spent a lot on
it. The American Airlines Center. That's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, it's the AA Center, but they spent a lot of money on it. And the same thing when the Super Bowl came through. They spent a lot of money just trying to make everything look nice. And yes, they made a lot of money, but I'm pretty sure that they're still in debt from it. And it's been there for almost 10 years now. So I'm not sure that building a new stadium and destroying a habitat is actually worth it for some areas, you know?
And one more thing, Mr. Vince.
Go ahead, Anana Bear.
Well, in City of Industry, where they want to build that stadium, it's right next to a bottleneck where the 60 freeway meets the 57, and it's the worst bottleneck in Los Angeles County, and they want to make it even worse with a stadium. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Bad planning.
It's ridiculous. It's just not necessary. They can put it somewhere else. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. Hey, it's not funny.
Anana Bear
is making a good point. Don't mock her. A bear. So what?
Anana Bear, do you know Fullerton? Do you know Fullerton really well?
Yeah.
I thought you. Did you have your period today?
What kind of question is that?
That's kind of a personal question to ask a
fan. Anana, if it's over Twitter, it's not personal. What the fuck? Hey.
Miss Becker likes to share a lot of things.
I saw that. I closed my fucking account. I said, she's nuts.
Okay. So, Vince, have you come out yet?
Vince came out a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Which way do you swing?
12 fucking times.
How many you swing both ways?
Unfortunately, I do not. I'm exclusively. There's people out there. The internet is a vast entity.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of participants.
I agree with my husband creature, and that's, I don't know how that's gonna work.
They're out there. Yeah. They're out there. Believe me.
Okay, then I need to find a girlfriend. I need to find somebody that he'll approve of locally, if possible.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think Anon Sicko is local to you.
Really?
I think he plays for that team. Go ahead, Anon Sicko. Are you there?
What, I'm sorry, I was looking at the Occupy Dallas live stream. I was hearing reports about cops fucking with them, so I just wanted to check in.
Oh, really? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I know yesterday, I don't know if y'all were following my Twitter stream, but yesterday the city of Dallas released a permit that they were for Occupy Dallas. Basically saying that they had to get a $1 million insurance policy.
$1 million, yep.
And not only did they have to get $1 million insurance policy by the 5 o'clock today, but it was the permit was only going to be good through the 14th. So I know today they went out and they announced something like they were going to give warnings today, and then tomorrow that they were going to come in and close it down or something. But I'm watching the Twitter stream right now, and they're talking about there is a large amount of cops showing
up.
There
were two on Saturday, two cops, and the cars were empty.
See, I'm looking at the Twitter stream right now, and I'm seeing reports, and I can't really see anything on the live stream because it's just kind of pointing at this one dude's ass, apparently. But all over Twitter they're saying something, so I'll see if I can't figure out more information and let y'all know.
And they're all so nice there. I mean, we
that,
walked
that somehow,
in.
Somehow that seems kind of counterintuitive, though. They have to pull out an insurance policy to
$1 million. They gave
them
money.
Where are they giving that money to? What insurance company? That's probably who's to say that's not a Wall Street entity right there?
Yeah,
it's not just going to go into the city's pocket, and it's a bunch of bullshit with a permit issued by the city.
Yeah, and
where the hell are they going to get that money from, too? I mean, like, what's it? Lupe Fiasco can only fund so much of this goddamn thing. Where are they getting that money?
Well, this is how it went down. The people there, they decided by consensus to send some people over to City Hall to obtain a permit because there's so many people there. They wanted to be able to have waste management, you know, and people remove, you know, have trash be removed.
Well, we've been working on setting up a water filtration system for them. So, permanent stuff.
So they, you know, they were trying to do that. Well, when they showed up, they called an emergency meeting of the City Hall, and they met behind closed doors without anybody representing Nakai Dallas. From there, they apparently issued this permit. But they didn't give it to anybody from Occupy Dallas. All they did was they released it to the media instead of giving it to us and letting us look at it and say, you know, and give them any feedback on it or whatever. They just released it straight to the media and said, this is what these guys are going to have to do. So, I have a feeling things are going to be getting pretty bad in the next couple of days. I'm trying to find it all down.
Right. Now wait a second. Where are these camp? Where's their encampment at exactly?
Pioneer Park.
Now is that a city park or a private park?
I think it's a city park.
I think it's a city park because they have these statues set up that they have like in Las Colinas and Frisco, and usually those are put there by the city. They're these really fucking huge, stupid metal cows. Why the fuck?
It's right by City
metal
Hall.
Cows?
The location of it, I find it hard to think that it would be a private park that close to City Hall.
And the way that, I mean, with the waterfall and everything, it's all cultivated and gardened. I really doubt it's public or private. Sorry, I'm a little bit high. Not quite the way I'd like to be. That's my issue here, is that it's so fucking dry lately. Like, I need a steady supply. Oh, Sicko, I wanted to ask where you are, and if you don't mind, just DM it to me, because I might be able to get you a ride there. I can't stay because I have medical procedures, and I also have to charge my stimulator every night, and I have pain issues, and just suffice to say that it'd be really stupid for me to stay, even though I planned on it. But anyway, I am totally in support of getting anybody I can to stay. Oh, my God, for fuck's sake. When I went to the oral surgeon today, like, randomly, my dentist, they called, like, three people to try to find anybody that could take me in. So they got this random person. We go down there, and these people walk in, and they were awesome. There was these three people, two girls and a guy. And they had signs on their back that said, "We are the 99%. And I was like, "Seriously, were you guys down at Occupy Dallas?" And they're like, "Yeah." And we got into a big discussion about it. I mean, they're everywhere. Everybody agrees with this. I just don't understand how people could not. You know, my dad, He's got mortgages out the ass. He takes care of me. I mean, it's insanity. And he makes, you know, he makes money, but it's all gone basically before he can even put it to his cost because of how he pays for insurance and how he pays taxes. I mean, in my opinion, he should be with us. And instead, he looks at it and he watches phone news all day and laughs. I mean, I saw the piece that phone news did on the Occupy Wall Street people going to the CEO's building and surrounding it. I mean, you should have heard these people. I wanted to fucking punch the TV. And he's sitting there watching it, just soaking it up. I mean, it's on all day, every day. It's fucking insane. I don't understand how these people are so deluded. I mean, they call TV programming for a reason, in my opinion. It's quiet again. You guys should talk.
You were talking.
I know, I stopped. I'm
trying not to cut anybody off.
I was touching myself. I'm sorry. I'm done now.
It's okay. Oh, that's quick. Really?
Yeah, that was a quickie. Wow. You're good. You have a great voice. 347-826-7667 is the number. That voice is, of course. What name do you want to go by on the air? Does it matter? Or do you want to go by Apulsar? Oh, I'm sorry. Apsilar.
Apsilar. You can just call me Dead or Deadest. I usually go by. I went by Doom for a long time. That's my nickname among friends. And then Dead Cat.
Oh, we're not friends. We can't call you Doom.
No, we're friends. You can't.
All right,
well,
we're gonna call you Doom then.
Older nickname.
Doom. There's no Doom on this show yet. That's a great name. I'm calling you Doom.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah, sure.
Well, I like it because I was given it by a friend many, many years ago. And then to boot, my dog, I get to call him the Herald of Doom when he walks in rooms.
That's right. Dude.
Come on. That's funny. A little black fluffy dog walking in and he's the Herald of Doom. That's awesome.
Totally. Let's take a call. We have another caller here. Block number. Who's this? Caller.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Forsaken.
Ah, Keith Forsaken. Welcome, Forsaken.
Hello.
Good to have you back on the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi.
Bro?
What's on my mind? Big booty bitches and P. Diddy. You know, I'm brushing my teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's
shit.
Right. That's right. I saw that, man. Team Poison pwned P. Diddy last night. Tell
yeah.
us about it, bro.
Well, let's see. He had checked in at the Delano Hotel in South Miami, and that appears to be one of the connections on my botnet, and I was going through PDFs, and I found him. So I thought I put that through OpsSensor this. It was pretty interesting because I tested his card for Pizza Hut, and it worked.
Get us up to speed, though. What's OpsSensor this?
OpsSensor this is pretty much a whole thing where we're going to try to push our track. Like, I don't really know much about it, seeing I just, like, joined the whole thing, but just give me just a second. Hold on.
All right, we're here with Forsaken. He's out of Team Poison. He is a busy man, obviously. He's all over the place, and he's here on the air with me, OpnoPro. Apsilar, a.k.a. Doom. And, of course, Anana Bear. Don't forget Anana Bear.
Hi.
Hey, Anana. Hello. Anana Bear, you sound a little bit glum. Are you depressed,
so
Anana Bear?
Nah, just, you know, it's getting late.
I knew it. You're tired.
It's past
Do
your
you
bedtime,
have a teddy
Anana
bear to
bear.
Cuddle with?
Oh, I have Miss Becker to cuddle with.
You're a lucky bear. You're a very, very lucky bear. You know this, right?
She's killing me. She's killing me.
Well, Anana Bear, you are true to stay up this late. I can't believe you called in on the show.
Are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, we're totally still here, bro. What's going on?
All right, so pretty much this is going to be towards a whole politics thing, everything on iTunes. All the money that's going to be we're collecting is going to go to East Africa, which is mainly Somalia in that point of view. But there's not going to be any hacking here. It's going to be straight through songs and charts. And we hope this song that we have by lyricist Jin that pulls through will hit the charts. And if it doesn't, then they censor us, and we're going to censor the entire media industry just like we did with P. Diddy.
Lovely.
And I have way much more scans from there, and this is, and I'm not going to release any more until we get censored. If we get censored, then I'm going to censor all of them.
That's awesome. I hate the way the Apple Store censors their shit. I mean, seriously, no porn, no gay, no profanity. I mean, that's fucked up. You should give people a fucking choice. But with their devices, did you expect any different? The only Apple device I will ever own is a Shuffle, because you can wipe it. That's awesome.
Well, here's the thing. Bob Hope died and Steve Jobs died, so we have no hope and we have no jobs.
Exactly.
I saw that tweet.
That
was a great, yeah, Johnny Cash. You forgot Johnny
and
Cash.
And Johnny Cash, yeah.
We don't have any cash either.
In German. Awesome. It's passing everywhere.
Exactly.
You need to see a phrase like that be moved around and pushed in different languages. And it's just awesome. It's such a feeling of solidarity with people that I can't normally converse with fluently. So.
But, yeah, not only that, with OpCensus, any country that censors any artists, mainly Muslim, pretty much, which is going on in Greece right now, because they censor, there's going on with a lot of artists where they're censoring almost anything. And right recently I just released an exploit for over about 42,000 Greece sites, including government, for SQL injection. You can find that on my Twitter. That gives you an exploit to get all the databases through whatever website that's vulnerable. You just, whichever hackers, exploiters out there, you know how to check SQL injection, go for it. I don't really mess with Google dorks that much, but it's all out there for grabs, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Right on. Forsaken, everybody. For motherfucking Saken. Representing Team Poison right there.
That's right.
Forsaken. Underscore Forsaken on Twitter.
And I also have a question. What happened to Kishu? Because last I heard she tried playing snitch with Team Poison, and that's what happened.
What?
I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of stories. I don't have any information that backs anything up, but there are certainly some conspiracy theories thrown out there for sure.
Well, last I heard, I had a word with Sabu on IRC a while ago. It was just for shits and gigs. He told me that Kishu and her were actually quite in contact about Team Poison and stuff. So that kind of raised an eyebrow of shadiness here.
And then she suddenly disappeared, yeah.
After that, I talked with this guy named BJ Dover, who apparently knew her in person for, like, probably about 9 years, and that's where the pasty that the Wongs released.
Oh, yeah. That to me, when Wongs came out with all that, he basically, when I saw what he came out with, I was like, okay, he found Ben.
Right.
Ben and the BWC did all this on Kishu, like months ago. So this is all
exactly.
Like a rerun. This is all a rerun to me.
In other words, she got fucked by the law because she got swatted, and then surprisingly she was on whatever, and she didn't like. She should have had it crypted. I don't know. She should have not had it even turned on, but she had an electronic device right when the cops were at the door, and she just decided to turn it off like as soon and right in front of them. That was just a fucking dumb move. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, really, really. You know, we have marks on our laptops and devices.
I have over 16. I have my entire hard drive crypted with TrueCrypt. That took over 2 weeks.
Well, all
and then
we
I have three virtual
we have
machines
marks over
here.
The hard drive, and we have guns, and that's our plan.
Well, I got a laptop and I got a slingshot. So come at me.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you have a mark over your hard drive, you know where to hit, and with a 1911, they're not going to miss. So, and I'm looking to get a rifle. I'm so excited. The one we have now is a Muslim rifle. I can't remember all the specs.
Word.
And it's modded, which is really cool. We've actually, like, put a really good butt on it that's it's nylon, and it's, like, filled with something. So it cushions the impact. But we've got it set up for me to snipe, and I get to go try that within the next month. So I'm excited.
Nice.
That's cool.
And answering a question on Twitter. One, Irony, I don't know who the fuck that is. He is not with me, and he has no affiliation with Team Poison whatsoever. Move on.
Moving on. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got another call here at 937. Who's this?
Who is this? This is Goose Cream Soup.
Goose Cream Soup in the building. What's going on, Goose? How are you tonight, honey?
Tired. I just got back from Occupy Columbus, Ohio a couple hours ago.
How was it?
It was fun. Like, all it was really was a general assembly right now. They kept breaking off into groups, and I'm not a people person, so I kind of stayed away.
No. But these are the kind of people that you should get involved with. I mean, most of the people around here are the kind of people that they live next to you for 15 years, and they've never waved back, you know? And so when I went down to the camp in Dallas, I was expecting relatively similar attitude. When I first walked in, it was kind of like that. Oh, sorry, I got to get the dog inside. Come on, neighbor. Come on. But the people that were there were a little bit standoffish until they realized that we were there with them. And then it was seriously like I couldn't stop hugging and shaking hands and meeting people enough. And I'm absolutely shocked by that. I did not expect that. I really think that if you give people a little bit of a chance, you don't have to give them a lot, but just give them a smile, you know?
Some girl came up to me and was talking to me, and, like, they let me stand with them for a while, but
yeah,
then I got
it's
to
not that welcoming now.
I walked by the only one that I have to use as a reference point is the San Francisco one. And to me, every time I've gone by it, it's just like a big party. It feels, although it kind of feels like the same kid. But I live over near Golden Gate Park, which is, you know, basically in a camp, been occupied for years and years and years now. Ever since the 60s. So, Occupy Golden Gate Park has been around, fucking predates all this shit. But it felt like kind of like that downtown. It was like the own local flavor. There was marching bands and stuff, and it's just a party. It should be more like that. And what I think is funny is like it's kind of a party for the most part. But then once somebody like Kanye West shows up, suddenly people get like pissed off. You know, Kanye West got fucking, like, I heard he got heckled and booed and got run out of there.
He got out of his car. He literally, him and Russell Simmons, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, no celebrity is worth following unless you know them personally, and that's rare. That's just my opinion, though. But anyway, he got out of the car with Russell Simmons, stood around, walked around the crowd a little bit, and left. And this person that was there and their recollection, they didn't say anything to anybody.
Oh, man.
That's not me.
That's trying to be friendly. I think the celebrity should just...
Wait, but isn't Kanye part of the 1%? I think Kanye's a 1%er, dude.
Yeah, with gold caps on his teeth, for fuck's
sake,
walking around there.
Dude's rocking around with a bling and Russell Simmons as his fucking personal, butt slave.
He thinks he's sent from God to preach to the masses, in my opinion. And the guy, most celebrities, in my opinion, again, they're a bit narcissistic and megalomaniacs, like to the point of having a disorder. I don't think it's natural to crave that much attention. And as much as they say, oh, we don't want the paparazzi. Oh, my God. Yes, that's intrusive. But for fuck's sake, you put your lives on display when you go act and bare your breasts and butt. And, that's... Again, like I said, that's me.
I'm sorry. You said breasts and butt. Well, I missed everything else. I wish there were more breasts and butts at the San Francisco protest. Every time I go by there, it's the same three naked dudes with their wieners hanging out.
I want to go to Austin.
Austin, you're allowed to be topless. Like, there's no law against women walking around topless. So whenever I go to Austin, that's my thing.
Oh, San Francisco, give us some of that over here. We need some of the action over here.
Yeah, I wish I could. I've got family that's in California, and it would be great to come visit them. But honest to God, I'm living barely paycheck to paycheck. I had to move
back to my parents' house, you know?
Yeah.
Occupy mom and dad's basement. I'm with you.
Yeah, really. I mean, honestly, I'm helping them out around the house, and even though we don't have the greatest relationship, it's mutually beneficial at this point, and that's what we have to do. We have to be helping our families. We have to be helping our neighbors. We have to be helping those friends that borrow things from you and only call when they want something. It's mandatory. We can't keep going the way we are.
And we need hugs, too, right, Anana Bear? We need hugs.
Yay!
And we need to be nice to each other. And all of me has me to cut it out.
Yeah, more exactly. Kissing than hugging.
Oh, yeah. And touching and feeling.
Touching and rubbing.
Shagmi, what's up, bro? What's up, Shagmi? You're on the air. What's up? Shagmi. Going once, going twice. Are you there? Shagmi.
Oh, shit. I muted myself. Never mind.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing fucking going on in Dallas right now. There's people drinking beers, talking, having fun, and Twitter's being blown up. That's what does it say? U.S. Marshals, fire marshals, and Homeland Security. Bullshit.
Oh dear, are people being mean and making lies happen?
If the Occupy Dallas camp is drinking aloud.
If the U.S. Marshals were there, they would drop their fucking beer and they would all run, regardless to what would happen in the end situation.
I don't know. There were some really, really strong women there. I mean, I met some people that in 5 minutes of talking to them, I want to be more like. They're just awesome.
Last night when I was watching it, the only feed that was there from the Camp 2, when it was going on, they did not appear alerted at all. Like, oh, well, the police are coming in, they're starting to take people out. They're like, oh my God, they're beating people and they're dragging people out. I think this whole thing blown up a little bit too much, don't you think?
There's a live stream. I'm going to retweet it. Yeah, let me retweet
it. It could very well be blown up, but, you know, I'm not there, so I don't know. I know that the cop presence on Saturday was negligible, but I also know that the ultimatum that they were issued in form of needing a permit was that was a big push, and I know they pushed back because I helped in phone bombing, so...
Well, here's the thing. I was talking with people from Occupy Trenton, New Jersey, the whole day, and I was speaking with them.
How are they doing? Forget about it. Trenton, New Jersey. Are you kidding me? We got Occupy Trenton, New Jersey.
They got a couple places up there, too. I'm going
to
start following them.
To Occupy Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. Rochester.
The fucking Hamptons.
No, but I was
speaking
to them.
Occupy the Hamptons, yeah.
Here's how the New Jersey police officials are.
Occupy Montauk. I've been doing that for the last 35 years. Forget about it.
Keep going.
I was talking with the people at Jersey. They were speaking to the police officers around there, and they fully support it. They were asking if they could occupy a government grounds, which is a memorial, and they said, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. There's only rules and restrictions. There's no problem there at all. So this is going to be fun to see it played out as anything worse than it really is.
All right, we have a non-sicko back. He dropped off. He's back. Oh, also, I wanted to... Forsaken dropped off there a little while ago, too. I just wanted to give him a shout-out. Thanks for calling in, Forsaken. Appreciate the scoop. Anyway, a non-sicko, you're back.
Sorry about that. I accidentally hung up. I didn't mean to.
Hey, Anonymous. Do me a favor. Say yay again.
Yay!
Oh, that's so great. All right.
Oh, my God. Anonymous, you myself. Need to get a hold of helium.
No. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Wait, helium, the actual thing, the actual gas, or
yeah,
helium?
Yeah, like,
you
know
handle?
When
what
you suck on
that
helium
anything,
balloon?
Yeah.
No, like when you suck on helium.
I think I have a listener named Helium.
That's yeah, Halcyon.
That's the gas.
Halcyon. Same thing.
You guys are making my night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, oh, Saggy, what you're calling a beer? I'm watching. It's a water bottle, bro. It's not a beer bottle. He has
the white guy
with the guy in the white shirt. The fat guy in the white shirt, right? He's
yeah.
a water.
Are you guys talking about Dallas, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, because see, Dallas, I'm pretty sure they had banned beer, and there was something else I can't remember, like violence and drugs.
Drugs too.
Yeah.
I know. Last night the cops came through searching the camp for people with drugs and everything. So.
Yep. And it's an easy way also to keep everybody cool, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people with differing views. As much as they're similar, they're going to come from different walks of life. And people drinking usually leads to arguments. I mean, that's just the way beer goes or alcohol. But, to you guys that are in Dallas area, have you guys seen the sky tonight? You really should. You really should. And that's not just the coding talking.
What?
That's not just the coding. Part of it's the coding talking.
Part of it is, yeah.
Just
part of
the
it
coding
is.
Talking.
Part of
so now if they were all smoking pot, they'd be peaceful and making out and everything.
Dude, fuck yeah. I wish to God that could happen. But, you know, that's here. It's hard to get. I mean, they've really dried it up around here. So unless you grow, like, you know, unless you have a friend that grows, it's kind of difficult.
Grow it yourself. All you need is a 4-foot by 4-foot by 6-foot area.
That's not necessarily true. I know a few places that you can go and get some really, really good pot. But
grow your own weed. It's so
okay,
easy.
Okay, well, then you need to help me because I have a dedicated bun because you know what? With a nerve disorder, they put me on medication that doesn't do a damn thing. So most of the time, I don't even take it. And that's one thing that does help. It's fucking ridiculous that, you know, I can't even get access to something that would help. It's the same thing. They have a ketamine coma treatment for my nerve disorder, and it's only legal in Germany.
Carol's
like, been it's
talking
awesome.
All fucking night.
What? It's a talk show. That's what you're supposed to do. Talk.
Radio
what
show.
Is, what are you
on all night.
What are you talking about, Shagmy? Oh, Shagmy's talking to somebody. Is that your?
Oh
that
yeah,
your mom?
Yeah. I'm talking to myself.
Is that your mom you're talking to? The hell?
My mom shushed me when I walked through the room.
Oh my God! You guys are keeping your parents up.
No, I'm not keeping
so
her up. But
so
you know what? I would gladly. Oh God, no! She deserves it. She deserves it.
All right, we have another caller here. Who's this?
Vince the Bay.
Oh yeah.
Is
what's
anybody,
up?
Is
Kyoto's here, everybody. What's up, Kyoto?
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Nani Berry. You're my favorite. My new favorite.
Save me, Kyoto. Save me.
Save you, yeah. I'm back from a little road work. Hit a couple of the Occupies.
Excellent.
Like a multi-city tour. Yeah, it was kind of fucking swizz, actually.
What was your last one? You were talking about one that you went to, and then you're going to get back to me, but you didn't. So I was wondering where you went.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy it?
Let me take you off speaker just a second.
Hold on. Hey, right now,
okay, I'm
on,
back.
Hold on the live stream, this chick, her name's V, which is pretty awesome. She does a show called Hungover with V on deepbellumonair.com. But she's talking right now. She's talking about the cop presence. They just told them that they are in a position where they might be getting arrested. That they're not supposed to be there anymore because they don't have a permit.
Oh, man.
Are you using the multiplayer I gave you with the 16 locations? Is it on that one?
No, I'm just on the Occupy Dallas website.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Austin is on it, not Dallas. Okay.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's why I don't ever go to that site.
They're adding all the others now, but it's a slow process. I agree.
But the lady talking right now, like I said, she's from deepbellumonair.com.
Oh my God, I hate live streaming.
They've been at Occupy Dallas since day one.
They hate it.
Day one.
I can't. I don't have patience for it. How can you watch all those goddamn commercials?
Yeah.
That's how we pay for
the
feeds. The
TV. That's why I went to the internet because there's no commercials. What the hell's happening?
Bullshit. We need to pay for some of the product, you know?
I can understand that, but sometimes, I don't know, there's ways to do ads that are more unobtrusive, but of course that's up to the company that, you know, is giving you the ad. They kind of tell you.
Well, just get a prefrontal lobotomy and none of them will be obtrusive.
Oh, doesn't that sound like fun? I bet you're first in line.
Kiss me. Sure.
No. Maybe.
Hey, we got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 918. What's up? Is this...
Hey, Vince.
Tub girl?
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing much better today.
Good.
Hi. I hear
I'm
the
glad
water.
To hear that. I'm glad to hear that. We felt that you you kind of rage quit the other night, and we're glad that you're back and no hard feelings or anything. And are you in the tub?
No,
right now?
I told you about my little problem I had that night. So
yeah, I did. That was important.
So I was a little cranky. Just a little bit.
Are you in the tub? Are you in the tub again tonight?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Perfect.
I don't have a bathtub. I want to borrow yours.
You want to come join me?
Is it big enough for two people?
We'll make it big enough.
That sounds like fun.
That would be Apsalar, a.k.a. Doom, right?
Hey.
Good times. Kyoto, are you hooked up? What's up? You going to tell us about the Occupies or what?
Yeah.
Hey, Shaggy, do me a favor, dude. Quit misinforming people. You're saying that this isn't that there's nothing actually going on and people are starting to believe you now when there is actually stuff going on. So just please quit misinforming people. If you don't know what's going on, just don't say anything.
Seriously.
All right. Perfect.
I have
okay.
a problem with
again,
that.
Again, I'm sorry, Kyoto. I keep getting interrupted. Go ahead. Tell us about the Occupy, Kyoto.
Went to Occupy DC and hit Occupy Chicago.
Awesome.
I don't know how things are. I have not been to New York, obviously. I saw the YouTube video of the folks drinking champagne on the balcony when the initial merch went by. But I can tell you that the open fucking mockery from the people who work at the Chicago Board of Trade is... so infuriating that, I really give an incredible amount of props. Like, I have nothing but respect for the Occupy Chicago folks because they are getting, these fucking assholes are, the Board of Trade closes and they come down and, like, they'll go get a bunch of $1 bills and come down and, like, throw them at these guys.
Right? How do they fucking even think that's appropriate to treat another human being that way?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, seriously. Yeah.
The thing is, that's not
human. I mean, seriously, in my opinion, being a human is being intelligent, self-respecting, compassionate, being able to be introspective, which most people absolutely fail at, and then act on that introspection. But the biggest thing is compassion for your fellow human being. I don't get it. I absolutely do not get it. I saw somebody that had this weird body kit to their car that added these strange LEDs and stuff. And, you know, I just couldn't understand why someone would spend money in that way when there's people, you know, probably right next door to them that can't make rent, that are going hungry, that need $20 just to go get groceries to last until the next paycheck. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I think the people who work in the financial, specifically in securities, that there is a, that, one of the things that they have to do is check their empathy at the door because they're making money regardless of whether or not, it's objective. They don't, if the market's going down, they're figuring out how to hedge and make money on a down market. If the market's going up, they're trying to hedge and make money on an up market, right? It doesn't matter if the dynamic at work is private equity taking over dissolving companies and putting people out of work. They don't, it simply doesn't factor into their decision-making process at all. And, it's not unlike working in a, you know, probably like a meatpacking plant, you know, it's a dehumanizing process.
Or working even at a maybe at a prison or something, I could see that. And I wonder if the more, you know, the longer they work there, if the more separated from reality they get. You know, I think that's kind of the problem with our politicians, is that there's such a huge gap between how they live and how the common man, every man, you know, lives. And that puts them so out of touch with the actual reality of life in America that how could they possibly represent us? I just don't, you know.
You vote.
Who is
for
that
them,
speaking
that's
at the moment? Who's that speaking? Is that Goose or?
Who, me?
Who was just talking about the politicians possibly being jaded or?
Doom, Absalar.
Absalar.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay.
I know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think that, you know, my two cents on it is the problem with politicians is that we have, it's so expensive to run for office. And that's why you end up with 3/4 of United States senators being millionaires when they come to the door why is it so expensive? Because we haven't made the move to insulate the democracy from the impacts and influence of capital by publicly funding elections.
You know,
right? That's the antidote to this. Everybody gets the same amount of money, right? The people own the airwaves. We lease those out to entities.
Yeah, but that, you know what that sounds like to me? Essentially, that sounds to me like a salary cap.
Yeah.
They're still going to raise the money outside of that. Come on, dude. That's not going to stop.
All
right,
now I see some fucking police going on.
I think a lot of the money that they use real quick is also, though, to promote themselves. And they don't really, you know, that's unnecessary in the time of the Internet, honestly.
Didn't in the last campaign, John McCain pledged to only take federal funds? And Barack Obama said no, and he was going to just take corporate funding. I'm pretty sure that's how that – don't quote me on that.
They have the option of
making
an election to – you know, when you pay your taxes, there's a spot on there where you can make an extra
donated
dollar.
Yeah, they choose to either take that or forego that and do public raising of funds. And I'm pretty sure John McCain decided to take that federal money – and Barack Obama decided to take all of his chump change from his Wall Street and UC friends. And that's the irony here is here the so-called small government anti-government folks are what? Taking the government cheese. And then the so-called socialists or whatever they want to call them are you know supposed to be anti-capitalist, I guess. And here they are taking the corporate money. It's just blatant, you know, hypocrisy and action. Fine. It's almost like it's a big joke on everybody, and nobody gets it.
Yeah.
Vince.
What?
Now I see some fucking cop cars. Only three of them, though.
Where are we at? Dallas, there's cop cars?
Yeah, I see it on the feed now.
Are they like cops that are just sitting in the cars? Or are they getting out?
Three cop cars just pulled up to the side of the road, parked, turned off their lights, and they're in the car. They haven't moved out of the cars at all.
Oh, boy. I hope they don't be...
Three cop cars? That's it? Three cop cars?
Yeah, no marshal or anything like that.
Come on. Get back to me when the fucking paddy wagons start lining up.
That's what I'm saying. People are blowing it up for no fucking reason.
I don't understand that. Why be a muckraker? But, you know, actually there was somebody that really pissed me off because they were saying about Dallas during the first days. They said, somebody had said the police had actually come up to them and said, we're with you, which I can understand. The Dallas police, there's a lot of them that are corrupt, but there's a lot of them that are really good people. And anyway, so this girl said, I know her name. I really don't want to put it out there, but I mean, it pissed me off so much that I actually remember her tag. But anyway, she said, we don't need the police. We need to take back our streets. They're not their streets. They're our streets. And I was just like, what the fuck?
that's an insider. That's somebody that's got the wrong mindset about this. And, you know, I have to wonder if people put out misinformation and incite like
that. No,
that's
fucked up.
They're against
the police. The police are a tool of state oppression. The police are a fucking tool of state oppression. There is no
unlike
the military. They have no option of based on the lack of ethics behind a direct order to disobey that order. Or this part,
you know,
the military
I've met people,
sort of justice.
Though, that are police that are actually, they really just wanted to help somebody, you know? These are good people.
Absolutely.
Yes,
those people
want
to help somebody
people,
until
but...
someone tells them to crack your fucking skull and drag you out of a
won't.
Publicly occupied
Some
space.
Some of them won't, though. That's the thing. Some of them won't. I mean, seriously, I met an officer just the other day that's Carrollton Police. Now, we've just purchased a car for like $800. And it's falling apart, but we're trying to fix it. And anyway, the electrical
Jamie.
Went out and the taillights went out. And she followed us home. She didn't give us a ticket. She didn't do anything. She fucking followed us home to make sure we got home safe and didn't get pulled over by anyone else. I mean, really? That's somebody that's a tool?
But sometimes they're told to do mean things, and a lot of them do them anyway, so we have to be aware of the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anani Bear.
Shoot that bear. Somebody just
Such
shoot that.
Such sage advice from Anani.
Come on.
Bear, always.
Yeah. And is this girl's called Jamie? What the fuck, man?
What are you talking about, dude?
I see it on the board. They're saying, hey, Jamie, be quiet. And I just don't get it. Seems to be a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not reading
the
chat.
It's just the codeine.
I'm glad I'm not reading the chat either, but maybe I should since it's my show.
It's
oh,
the
yeah,
fucking
codeine.
That's all.
Yeah,
give her Haldol. Haldol, where's the Haldol?
Do I need to go? Like, really, if I need to go, just let me know.
Oh, no,
don't mind.
No, you don't have to go anywhere, honey. You're doing just
fine.
Yeah,
I don't mind, though. Like.
Yeah, don't worry about it. 347.
And I'm not... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Vince, go ahead.
347-826-7667 is the number. We got a full line of callers, but there's always room for more. Bathtub Girl is back with us. And we also have OpnoPro Absolar Doom, or a.k.a. Doom. Anana Bear is here with us. And Goose Cream Soup, you're still there. Shagney's in the building. Kyoto's on the line with us now. And, yeah, if you want to join. And Anon Sicko is here as well. Anon Sicko, what's going on with you, dude?
Not much. Just watching this stream and loving Anani Bear right now.
Raves going on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, good times. Good times, everybody. OpnoPro.
Yes.
Sir, what's been going on with Commander X? Any new developments with him? I saw I saw he did another radio interview recently.
Yes, he did another show discussion, and everything is being prepared. different angles that'll be shared, and next time will be November 1st, which you should attend if you get a chance.
I'm planning it, yeah.
That'll be everybody. There'll be like 16, 18 people there.
It'll be a party.
But various 14 will go through one time, and then X will go alone with one other person. And then medic will go in. So just a lot of review is taking place. And he... thinks the lines are tapped, so he's very cautious about who he speaks with. That's it. He's doing what he should be doing. Other than talking in the city, but he is his own person. That's it.
Yeah.
He'll do what he wants to do. The speeches have been quite interesting, for sure. People are finally able to see what he's really about.
Mm.
There's nothing much to be said because anybody that's close is not going to say a damn thing to potentially harm what the case is, Vince. Nothing would be said other than preparations taking place. Jay will probably speak to those issues after the November 1st hearing. some of the issues. And that's it.
Yay!
Nothing more can be said. He's very cautious. Very cautious.
Yay!
And I do recommend that everybody...
I love Commander X. He's really cool.
Send him one of your plush toys and he'll trade you for one of his action figures. Did you ever see his little Commander X action figure? There is one.
Oh, no.
No, cool. No, please.
He loves...
It's not...
He likes it. It's kind of a myth character. It's not him per se, but it is called Commander X, so he likes it a lot. He often talks about his little action figure when he has a chance. But that's it, Vince. There's really nothing that can be said. Just listen to his stuff. Listen to the radio shows.
Is this it? I think I found it.
The second one, you mean? The new one?
No, I found his action figure.
It looks like a
media
figure.
Yeah.
There it is in the chat.
Commander X action figure.
I think there's a video of it, too. Yeah, it's totally a video.
We need to get Anani Bear to say just a bunch of different things so we can have soundboards set up of just Anani Bear.
Yes. Especially that little sigh. Oh, my God.
And a Naughty Bear soundboard would just, yay, would be amazing.
We could program a teddy bear to do it. Oh, my God, we could put a voice of a teddy bear. I think I have a new project.
Wait, why would we have to put a voice thing in the teddy bear? A Naughty Bear already talks.
I know, but because then I could have one.
Oh, are you talking about animating an actual teddy bear?
Yeah, I take stuff animals and I do surgery.
I was
an bear. So.
I would be insulted that you would want to fabricate
Why?
A fake.
I would put
a fake dog bear.
The cutest, softest teddy bear, and it would sleep in between my breasts every night.
Oh, well, you could make another bear and put a mask on him. But I'm an original. I'm a one of a kind.
Original, but it would be an action figure like thing. You know, it's not replicating you. It's more an admiration. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a plush butt plug?
Oh, yeah.
No, Single use.
You can get ones with horse tails on them.
Disposable butt plugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be single use.
Yeah, like big pens. Pen on one side and a butt plug on the other.
Yeah. It would come with a condom for the economical.
Yeah.
The 99% who just can't afford to,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Single-use butt plugs.
Yeah.
You can start a recycled butt plug business. That'd be huge.
I like it.
That's the worst idea anybody's ever had since.
No,
it's about
a month ago.
There's probably a whole fetish industry that's just waiting in the wings.
Vince, hit Wired Magazine. Wired Magazine did an article about 6 weeks ago of a dildo with a USB end. And charge it on your fucking computer, and it stands up like a little... Look at Wired Magazine in the technical area. It'll say, look up a USB dildo on Wired Magazine's website. They did a huge article on it. It was really fucking funny. We were all dying laughing at it.
Oh, man. It's an idea whose time has come.
That's perfect. I mean, it just charges in one of your ports, you know? You just sit on it while it's still connected while you're in bed, you know, with your wife and whatever the fuck you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah, you really have a way with that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you take videos the same time that you're using it with your USB. USB camera with your USB jelly and your USB dildo. What the fuck? It's a USB night.
Oh, man.
I would do it. I'll find the article.
Just to switch gears for a little bit, I do want to encourage everyone, you know, beg, borrow, steal, you know, fake the flu on work and steal your grandma's car, whatever you got to do. But, you know, seriously, hit up one of the established, you know, occupations. And look for a greeter, right? Ask for a greeter. There's a carpool. Okay, yeah, I know that there's a bunch of...
There's a carpool website, and there's one on Twitter. I'll retweet it, but they're trying to set up carpools. I mean, I'm all about that.
What do you guys expect to really accomplish? I mean, what do you think you can actually get done except make a lot of
people motivated? If you get enough people motivated, they can vote and change, you know, at the very least, maybe even do a null vote, you know? I mean, that would be very interesting to see if a large group of people decided not to vote because there was not a single politician that they could support. You know, Obama, he generated a huge portion of votes just by galvanizing the youth. I know my little brother, who's he was, like 19, 20, when Obama was getting elected, and he was literally an Obamaite. And he had a cult of these people. There were tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were motivated to vote. And that, I think that was a huge reason, you know, why he won. And what's really fucking sad is that my little brother has been so just disenchanted with this because of the way Obama has acted that, you know, he's totally changed, you know, politically. He's totally changed.
I just don't see anything coming out of this Occupy movement.
I think it's a lot of young idealists that are having their scholarships. They're paid for by the corporations, by the way, when you get your scholarships. Who do you think pays for that scholarship? It's not the 99%.
There's some alumni that set up funds, for this. You know, it's not always from the government. I really don't believe that everything, you know. But the thing is they're paying all
the kickbacks that a company can get for donating funds to scholarships.
I understand.
You know,
I could get you a better car right now
by making one phone call for someone to donate a car.
Well, but what I'm saying here is that kids are going and getting a degree, and they're not even able to get a job with it, and then they're $40K in the hole already. They're setting up a generation of people to be bums.
Or disposable. And that happens from time to time.
That's
a sad thing.
But that's the truth of it. I don't like the truth, but that is the truth of it.
Oh boy, that's the truth of it. You got it all figured out, don't you? Who is that?
She's brand new.
Got it all figured out.
We call her Jamie. No, it's not.
Did I hear Ronnie Bear say fat?
No, that was Bathtub Girl.
That's not Bathtub Girl.
Yes, it is.
The one that has it all figured out. No, I think Kyoto's talking about the other girl.
Oh, Apslar?
I think so.
Talking about the one who just made the comment about disposable people
and
they're all down there on government.
And if you don't realize that, then you're a fool.
You just need to drop your phone in the bathtub, sweetheart. It's not sexy to be talking from a bathtub. It's a nice try, but it's really, really hard.
Hey, you're the new one here, bitch. What the fuck?
Wow, dude, everybody is a little bit on edge right now. This is literally turning into disorderly conduct. And, hey, that's, you know, things get a little disorderly here from time to time. I certainly don't have a problem with broadcasting from a bathtub myself. In fact, maybe I will. I enjoy baths. They're relaxing refreshing. And I think if we were all in the tub right now, we'd be getting along a lot better. But unfortunately, we're not. So it is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm going to take a little brickety break here and take care of my backside. And I'll be back with some more Transgender Tuesday. Thank you for coming out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. X25 Princess X is talking some smack. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. This feels great.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel corso.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right, people. It's VITB back in this for another 25 minutes. We lost our friend Doom. Apparently she rage quit. It's all good. It happens from time to time. It is what it is. I'm Vincent Le Bay. I have the lovely bathtub girl here with me still. And she's in the tub. I'm out of the tub now. I had to jump in for a second. All this tub talk is getting me excited. And I have a caller now. Wait, 210. Who's this?
Guess who?
Div, our favorite. You should be asleep by now. What are you talking about?
Actually,
I can't, actually. I'm probably going to be pulling an all-nighter tonight. I have a midterm tomorrow, and then I still have another... I have a Russian exam tomorrow also. I can't sleep.
Okay, perfect. So you won't...
No, all-nighter means completely different to me.
I won't sleep tonight.
So you will not be snoring during Final Thoughts tonight. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay. I heard the archive. I doubt me snoring.
What are you talking about? It was totally you snoring. I muted everybody except for you. You were isolated.
Yeah,
there was no. It was you.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
Well, wasn't it? You weren't really necessarily sawing logs. I mean, it was kind of just heavy breathing, to be fair. But for all intents and purposes, it was snoring.
I don't snore.
All right. Well. We're back. Everybody's back. Anana Bear is here and OpNoPro.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
OpNoPro in the building.
Yep.
You seem to be quiet tonight, OpNoPro.
You know that I get quiet when I am uncomfortable and processing some of the things that are taking place until I have a take on it myself.
Uh huh. Good.
And
good.
So there's individual.
Still formulating.
Yeah, and also I do have something I should share, but it's not in jest or funny. It's not serious. I don't mind, but you keep saying that I'm busy fapping when I have a shortness of breath. Vince, there's a medical problem that's surfacing, unfortunately, but my breathing capacity is down to about 20%. So that's what you're hearing the last 3 weeks, Vince.
Oh, well, if that's the case, if this is 20% of what normal breathing capacity to be, you're performing excellently then. Amazing. Better than I think I could.
That's why I have you muted all the time. Because I can do it
You have me muted?
The show. The show. The show, Vince. It's easier because then when I need to breathe, I'm not bothering everybody. So anyway, I'm dealing with that at the moment because it's dropping quickly and kind of, that's not fun. You know, that's hard. So that's what's going on right now. Well, we'll get through it. We'll figure it out.
Well, we have some breaking news here. Apparently, this is via Ghost Zero, a bomb squad on the way to City College Mission Campus. Valencia Street is blocked off between 22nd and 23rd Streets.
Where is that?
It's in San Francisco.
Oh,
sorry.
Boy.
That's in the Bay.
But not related to the Occupy? That's just something that's happening, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
I guess they're trying to
clear
their
streets. Breaking loose everywhere throughout the city. This is bigger than... That Occupy Wall Street is just a symptom of a bigger problem.
Well, maybe it's the Zodiac Killer coming back.
Oh, please.
I don't think we ever got him.
I love Occupy Wall Street. As long as they just stay peaceful and have fun and be cool, I think we're cool. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
More power to them. I think they just got to pick the right places to do it at. Just be tactful. But, you know, sometimes you get usurpers that kind of blow it for everybody, and
that's
the nature of these deals. You know?
Like that fellow from the American Spectator.
What dude from the American Spectator?
Oh, you didn't see that. One of the editors from the American Spectator inserted himself into the march on, I tried to incite other folks to unlawfully gain entry to the Museum of Science and Aeronautics or Space and Aeronautics Museum of the Smithsonian, and he managed actually to get inside, ended up getting pepper sprayed, someone else got arrested while most of the group hung outside, and they ended up closing down the building. It was quite a hubbub.
I remember that story.
Isn't this the fake guy?
He was trying
because
to bring
signs
inside.
He wrote it up.
This
self-aggrandizing piece.
Yeah. Kyoto, you're talking about the guy that created it, right? He created the disturbance in order to be able to write it about the disturbance.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he was a provocateur in order to write for his own magazine, and he created the incident in order to be able to say that those kinds of things were taking place.
That's from the venerable conservative rag, the American Spectator.
Yeah,
we
are
demonstration signs and banners inside.
We're doxing the little fuck right now, as a matter of fact.
William would literally shit in his pants, gather it up, and chuck it at that kid, Andrew something. I can't remember his last name, but Andrew.
That was the whole thing.
Buttermouth Jews is giving you some major props here, OpNoPro. He's saying OpNoPro for president. Are you going to throw your hat into the ring, you think?
I don't
Running the anonymous party?
I don't do politics.
The non-party.
And I don't know where my birth certificate is, so I can't run.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Long or short form?
Let me check my pants. Oh, it's a short form. What do you have?
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. OpNoPro has announced right here on the air the live exclusive OpNoPro 2012.
Yay!
I don't think so. What do you think of that, Parallax 9, you fuck?
That's right. OpNoPro will be throwing his hat into the ring now. It's official. Right here,
the
it's declared on Blog Talk Radio. Vincent the Bay giving you the exclusive surprise, everybody.
Shit.
Endorsement.
I'm running on the Whippet platform. Do you have to have a...
That is
do
good.
I need
I like
to be
that.
In America in order to do that shit, Vince? Do I have to be in the country, or can I run it, like, online and stuff and never show up?
That would be fun to do.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Completely
I'll just do
online.
A cyber party.
Phone it in, baby. Phone it in.
We're just going to do cyber party. Cool. I'll get my video feed up tomorrow. Let me drop a video of myself. I have my platform statement. I'll drop it in the chat room. Give me a second.
The Whippet Party sounds good, or Bondage Party, since everybody's in bondage, so to speak. The 99.
How about the Bathtub Party?
Oh, no.
There's already
that's
a bath
already
party.
Been done.
Isn't that Saddam Hussein's party, the bath party?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that I probably don't want to recycle that one.
No,
little baggage on that one.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I like the Shaw much better.
How about the disposables?
That would be good.
How about that? Right.
True.
And we can.
Oh boy.
And it'll be an entire party of people who don't show up to debates, raise no money, do no campaigns, and then don't vote.
Yay! Oh, don't forget bitch. They must bitch about everything.
Absolutely.
Okay,
perfect.
Vince, here's the exclusive. Here you
all
go.
All right, here we go. Hey, now.
Here we go. Now, first we need the backstory. We were doing The Matrix, the movie. My agency had the rights to do the film and the CGI effects and everything else with the Wachowski brothers. I'm going to drop a clip that I made for running for president. Parallax 9, this is one you have not discovered yet, so fuck you, asshole. Here's another
this
piece of my background. And here
get
we go.
To call in to
I love
so.
It there.
So check out my username on YouTube is Neo and the Oracle. I took it from the Wachowski brothers, and I got it before they copywrote the script. Fuck you guys. Bob, eat your heart out, and here it is. So this is my piece. There you go, running for
the video's pretty epic, too.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
It's pretty epic.
The video was done for... Logitech. We had to do the new cameras had come out with the video effects, and I was hired to do the special effects. And this is the video that we showed at the Consumer Electronics Show. Without them looking at it, they did not check it before it was shown on the show floor. And this was my presentation. I got fired and did not receive the last 50% of the contract. So there you go. It's a blast and a half. That is my video for running for president. What do you think? There you go.
Certified hilarious.
I am.
Do you think Al Gore should run again?
My Al Gore is great. You know, Al Gore.
Say, yeah, fuck that guy again.
Kyoto, we had Al Gore at the Monroe Institute in 1984.
What?
Monroe.
Al Gore what?
I've seen this video, dude. This is you talking like a baby.
That's just that part. So Yeah, I may have given it to you 6 months ago.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I've seen this. Yeah,
They haven't found it.
And you're like a stick figure in a car. You're the sun for a while. Then you turn into like a warthog-looking thing. And then suddenly you're a wizard.
Yeah.
And there's gingerbread man and a princess.
Go to Mexico.
And so anyway,
Stereotypical Asian guy with the skyline of the background. It looks like Michael Jackson. God, you're everybody, dude.
Okay. So the Monroe Institute is set up for special operations forces, remote viewing, and other things. That is the leading institute in the world for studying spy behavior and other stuff
that I'm heavily
involved in. Al Gore came in 1984 and trained along with a teacher of mine. And went through, he's the first one in the political parties that ever went through official remote viewing courses and has capabilities.
That.
Incredible. So
he's part of my mother's family.
And then I represent the founder of that whole thing and the leading people and my special ops that I represent for games and entertainment. But shout out to Colonel Alexander and all kinds of stuff that we've done. Great guy. And he is the one that stares at goats, the man who stares at goats that George Clooney played the role of my client.
Yeah.
And that's Colonel Alexander that George played in the movie. And that's what came out of the Monroe Institute is the men that stare at goats. And the Kyoto, by the way, the aviary.
Yeah.
Colonel A is the penguin. Yeah. So there you go. Kind of interesting shit. Very interesting. Matter of fact, we should do 10 shows on it.
I would love that.
Ultra and everything else that I really do for the last 45 years, Vince.
I would love
that's
to hear more.
Really cool shit. But let's talk to
that's
the girls.
That's my mother's family.
Speaking
family.
Of girls, it looks like Absolar Doom is apologizing to Bathtub Girl via Twitter right here.
Why?
Oh, what's he saying?
No, she. It's Absolute Doom, the girl that was like getting in a little
big
talk with you.
Why was serious about getting her a car? I mean, I can make a phone call. It's not that difficult.
She'll have
to get it from New York to. She's in Dallas, right?
No, she's apologizing to you via Twitter. You should check it out. She said, "I want to apologize."
Okay, well, when I go downstairs, I will.
All right, never mind.
Well, that's sweet of her.
Yes, she rage quit, but now she feels bad about rage quit.
The only respect for Vince and the content that keeps me from trolling you to death. I just have to say that you are so insincere. I kind of love it because I think it's pretty ace trolling. But I'm talking to you.
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
Well, you can go ahead and think I'm insincere.
Am I the only person that wants a Nani Bear to get her own show?
I love her.
I want her to stay on this show. Are you kidding me?
I want to stay with Kyoto's comment. Right on, brother.
I miss Kyoto's comment.
I want the bear to stay here. Don't go anywhere, not a bear. Don't get any ideas of getting a show.
Okay.
But if you do get
is
a show,
a non or a
show,
non-bear?
Can I be your co-host?
Huh?
I'm talking to a not a bear, people. I'm trying to negotiate here. Not a bear. If you do, in fact, get your own show, can I be a co-host sometimes?
I don't know if I can have my own show.
Why not?
Are you kidding me? Everybody loves
you.
You
can have your own show.
I mean,
you're adorable.
You got to capitalize on your popularity. Trust me.
Oh, I don't know. I'll think about it.
All right, hugs.
Okay.
Between Anani Bear and Opnopro, we got hugs and kisses represented.
Yeah, I just want to stay on your show, Vince.
All right. Well, stick around. We got 10 more minutes to go.
Okay.
Don't be shy, people. Or actually, it's more like 12. 347-826-7667. I'm here live. Oh, I lost my switchboard. I gotta get this opened up and figure out where the fuck we're doing here. I've been talking with Bathtub Girl, Anani Bear, Kyoto, Opnopro. Goose Cream Soup is still with us. Goose Cream Soup, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
Almost.
How about Div? Div, are you still awake?
Of course.
Good. All right. We haven't lost anybody yet. This is good. But you've been quiet, Div. Is there anything you wanted to add to the conversation here?
Not really, no. I'm just listening. I mean,
they've been talking about Occupy Dallas a lot. I know you were in cahoots with was it San Antonio? What's going on over there?
I have actually, to be honest with you, I've been really, really, really busy. I was only able to make it on October 6th. I have not been able to keep up with them, but I'm pretty sure they're still in Hemisphere Park. From what I've been told, there's been a lot of shit being stirred within some Anons that I know there, but like I said, I haven't been there to actually figure things out. I also heard that the group voted out WeAreChange.org. There was like some guy that was lobbying for them or whatever, and we just kicked him out. But I really don't know what or why, but I wasn't there for that. But there's a lot of tension, basically, from what I've been hearing, but I haven't been there, which sucks. I haven't been able to go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
Vince hit the nail on the head so long ago, right, when he said, you know, listen, the unions are going to come in and try to co-opt it, and, you know, I think it's expected, and, you know, obviously, you know, I think Vince is absolutely right about that. If you look specifically at the list of the unions that have tried to insert themselves, what I'm actually encouraged by is the fact that, you know, not only do Russell Simmons and, you know, in a culture that celebrates and worships celebrity, people are turning celebrities away. And they're also not afraid to turn away John Lewis, right, who is a patriarch of the civil rights movement, but a part of the problem, right, a long-sitting congressperson, right, not responsible for helping the 99%. And so when he comes in and expects to be fawned over and expects to hold a privileged position, the group says no. And that's actually what encourages me so much about what's happening, and I saw it in Chicago and I saw it in D.C., is people are immediately suspicious and ferret out the hucksters and the charismatics and the ballymen that try to put themselves in positions of leadership, and they're not having it. And I don't know that they're necessarily developing a long-term functional structure out of it, but at least they're rejecting the people who want to come in and, you know, they're smelling out the bullshit.
By the way, John Lewis is a big, he's a big-time union-funded candidate. That's what's kind of interesting is he was there, you know, because of his union friends that are there, probably, also. But see, the thing is, he didn't get necessarily, so that's the thing, though, is what got lost in that story is he didn't necessarily get turned away. They were doing their silly little, like, oh, we've got to, you know, do the agenda and go by our time, you know. They were working out, like, practical whatever, you know, stuff, and they don't have special guests, and they're like, oh, the guests have to talk later in the open forum or some shit, and so he couldn't stick around for that, so he's like, all right, peace out, bitches, and he's like, I'm not going to stick around for this nonsense, I got to go. And so it was a great little soundbite for especially for the right to say, like, oh, look at they're turning down a civil rights legend, which is kind of funny, you know, because if that happened at a tea party, oh my God, they'd be called racist, they'd be called all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. But
I don't think you'd find John Lewis trying to speak at a tea party event, and I'm not sure that. You know, I'm not sure that the folks who own the Tea Party Express would be willing to split the profits from that enterprise
It's important that you distinguish that, though. The Tea Party Express did not predate the Tea Party, and that's inevitable to what's coming on. People are already trying to start like Occupy.org and shit like that, and trying to sponge off of that, and don't think that's not going to happen. And that's totally on the horizon for this, and it's too bad because there are a lot of altruistic, smart people that are getting lost in the shuffle here, and it's unfortunate. And I think there is a good point. I think there's a great ultimate point to the Tea Party. I think there's a great ultimate point to this gathering, but it's going to get perverted, and it already has. It already has. It's there.
That's why I'm encouraging people to go ahead. Sorry, I'm on here.
That's our 5 minute closing visit. Just she's just making us aware that we're dangerously close to ending. But go ahead, Gio, finish your thoughts, bro.
That's why I'm encouraging people to go for themselves, right? Build some relationships with people who are on site, right? So that you can connect with people outside of whatever, you know, structure presumes to emerge from this and represent everyone, right? Because from my perspective, you know, six people that know each other and are in relationship and can build out from that group, right, are much stronger than some loose ties network on Facebook that's amorphous and meaningless and has a leader that no one voted on who's making a dollar. So that's why I encourage people to go.
Oh,
go
shit.
And meet people and develop some relationships.
Right. Right on. Thanks, Kyoto. I forgot. We have X25 Princess on the line. Jesus Christ, X25 Princess, what's up? You're on the air.
I am?
Yeah, you're there. What's up? Sorry,
sorry
we had to bring you on so late, but we only have a couple minutes. What's going on?
Oh, I know. That's okay. It wasn't supposed to be me that was on the line. I wanted to bring the infamous Abhaxis on, but considering he dropped that paste in this week and we announced our little engagement and all that shiznit. And the beer is good. The beer is flowing.
Nice.
But we wanted to just clear up anything, any questions or anything, but we didn't want to assume anybody gave a shit. So
yeah,
we just want to say hey.
I saw that paste bin, and you guys, Jesus Christ, what's going on? Do you have like a circus going on in the background? Wait, who?
Oh, yes, I will.
Is that bathtub girl?
Who's
she's
that?
Talking about, wow, that was bathtub girl. Did you hear that?
Talk about it, too.
That's kind of random. Wow, somebody got some sort
you
of...
You sound really happy.
Yeah, I'm totally happy. Okay, this is
whatever
it is.
I want.
Absolutely. You don't want what I have. I have an out of control internet radio show, and there's 2 minutes to go, and we're about to wrap it up, dude. Miss Princess X25X or X25, whatever the fuck it is, and Abhaxis. I would love to have you guys call in when I have more time and get into it. This paste bin, because it's it definitely raises. I raised an eyebrow when I read it, and but I can't remember all the details of it, and. I'd hate to jump into some crazy discussion about something when I'm about to go off the air. So you guys should call back.
We'll call it next time. How about that? We'll call it next time.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Dude, I would love to have you guys on for at length. I just don't think with 1 minute to go, it's fair to anybody.
That's cool. No problem.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Thank you, Opno Pro. Thank you, Anana Bear. Oh, my God.
My
I love you, Anana Bear. And
thank
I
you,
hope
Anana Bear.
Thank you.
I feel like Anana Bear has been my co-host for the whole night, and I would love you to be a regular co-host.
Whenever
you're available. I know you have a busy schedule. You're an activist, but I appreciate your contribution, and everybody loves you.
Get in touch, Kyoto.
I love you guys too.
All right, hugs. Goose cream soup. Thank you for coming through. Kyoto, anything you'd like to say before we go?
Recycled butt plugs. An idea whose time has come.
.com. Bathtub girl, anything you'd like to say?
I'm so angry at my daughter. She was listening to that whole thing. Oh, I'm so ready to bust her. Did you know I caught her?
Your daughter's listening to our
day.
Show?
Yes, she was.
Your daughter's listening to the show?
Oh, I'm just so. Next time I call in, I'm going to talk about how I walked in and she was masturbating with this big old thing. And,
Oh, really?
How old is she?
14.
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa. We don't need the pet. We have an Anana Bear. We don't need a pedo.
No, we don't need a pedo bear.
Yeah. Div, you're not sleeping, are you?
Of course not.
All right. Anything you'd like to say before we go? Like 10 seconds.
I've got nothing that short.
All right, perfect. Neither do I. I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com. Vince in the Bay. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. And we'll do it again sometime soon. Bye-bye.
Love your head.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.